In the U.S. presidential election, two very different views on abortion.
For nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade protected a woman's right to make decisions about her own body and her own life.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both.
Could it make a difference in the election's outcome?
I think if abortion is to have an effect, it will be in the key swing states, right? It'll be in those seven swing states. Will the Democratic base be able to get more people out because of it?
Today is Friday, October 25th, and this is The Issue from VOA.
I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London.
Yesterday, the court handed down a victory for the Constitution, a victory for the rule of law, and above all, a victory for life.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do.
Abortion is a contentious issue among Democrats and Republicans that could play a role in deciding who will be the next U.S. president.
Former President Donald Trump takes credit for overturning the U.S. Supreme Court decision called Roe v. Wade, which established a constitutional right to abortions in the United States.
I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade.
Vice President Kamala Harris has promised to sign a national abortion protection law.
Let me tell you something. When I am president of the United States, and when Congress passes a law to restore those freedoms, I will sign it into law.
Harris has enlisted big-name celebrities who've been joining her on the campaign trail on this issue. One of them was Bruce Springsteen, who spoke on Thursday.
I want a president who reveres the Constitution, who does not threaten but wants to protect and guide our great democracy, who believes in the rule of law and the peaceful transfer of power, who will fight for a woman's right to choose.
And on Friday, superstar Beyoncé was with Harris at a big event in the U.S. state of Texas.
You know, Lori, this has been a really big issue in the United States for a very long time and took on so much more significance after the Supreme Court decision overturning the previous Supreme Court decision, making abortion, well, throwing it back to each individual state to make their own law.
And that's caused all kinds of confusion, I think, that people that were hoping to overturn the right to abortion didn't really foresee. Certainly, the states deciding and some of these issues are just becoming more complicated when it comes to women that are not choosing to have an abortion, say, for example, that are having a difficult pregnancy that they're going to putting their own lives and the life of their child maybe at risk. So this is just becoming even more complex than anybody, I think, would have realized.
Of course, in this context or the context that we're talking about it today, will it motivate voters? What do the polls tell us about how much of an issue abortion might factor into voters' choices for president?
Let's get some insights. Joining us now is Clifford Young, president of Polling and Societal Trends at Ipsos, a global market research and public opinion company.
So thank you so much for being able to join us and talk about this.
Thank you for having me.
So I know that the abortion issue was credited in the 2022 midterms with impacting the race significantly. What are we seeing in 2024? Let's start with top of the ticket in the presidential race.
Yeah, when it comes to abortion specifically, abortion's an important issue. If it's not the primary issue. So the top three issues in America today are inflation, threats to democracy, and immigration. And if you put abortion against them, they're further, it is further down. But that's not to say it's not important. And that's not to say that it's not especially important for Harris. It's important for specifically the Democratic base. It really is a mobilizing factor. It also reinforces her credibility. I wouldn't say necessarily that, like I said before, that abortion is the number one issue, the number one deciding factor when it comes to who will be president or when voters think about a president. But it definitely is in the mix.
Right. And Harris is certainly banking on abortion rights as one of the major drivers for voters that care about this issue. And actually, it would seem, including some Republican women, when you say it's not the top issue, but what about for certain sectors like women, like younger voters? Would this raise the stakes for their priorities and how this could impact the vote?
Yeah, it's a niche issue. And so if you're talking about women, Republican moderate women in suburbia, it's a more important issue. If you're talking about Gen Z, some of the younger millennials, it's an important issue. But I see it much more as a motivator, as one of those sort of visceral issues that gets people out to the polls. You could think of the other side of the fence, issues, let's say, immigration, which for Republicans are kind of visceral. They go to identity. They're triggers. They get people sort of angry, kind of ginned up a bit, and get them out to the polls. Abortion kind of plays a similar role. So it's not to say that it's not important, right? And as we get closer to election day and as people vote, obviously, with early voting, we see how close it is today, right? And those issues that get people out of bed and to the polls are critical, and abortion plays that role in my mind.
So you say that it's a voter motivator, and you can see that on the Democratic side. For example, Vice President Harris is holding an event in Houston with Beyonce. They're going to talk about abortion rights. Texas was the first to really jump on the state's ability to re-regulate it after Roe v. Wade fell. On the Republican side, they've been very careful what they say, and they sort of back away from it. Is it that they're more afraid of motivating the other side and rather than getting their own vote out?
No, it's a problematic issue, right? It's they're worried about their moderate middle, right? Those Republicans that are more moderate, those Republicans where this issue might be more important. I've already mentioned one segment or constituency, which are Republican suburban women. And so they're avoiding it. They're kind of wishy-washy on it. In some ways, we can think of it very much like inflation for Harris and the Democrats. It's a problematic issue because the administration was in the seat. The Biden administration was in the seat together with Harris during the period of time when inflation shot up. Right. And so they have a difficulty with confronting that issue because it doesn't help them. It's hard to frame it to their favor. Abortion operates in the same way for Republicans.
And do you think since the overturning of Roe v. Wade and some of the people that were really, particularly Republicans, that were very, very happy to see that happen, and since then, would you say that the polls reflect concerns about the rights themselves after what some of the fallout literally from women's health and the issues that Kamala Harris has been highlighting about, doctors being placed in a position, things that maybe they didn't think about? Do you think that that's shifting at all as far as voters' feelings on the issue?
I think all these things are important, right? I don't think we're in a qualitatively different place today than, let's say, a year ago. You have a vast majority of Americans who are in favor of some sort of abortion under giving conditions, right? It's a conditionality issue, right? It really depends, but a big chunk of Americans say, yeah, in certain conditions, I'm in favor of it. That hasn't really changed. It's sort of the Supreme Court decision obviously is at variance with public opinion. The question then is, how motivated are people to change that or go to the polls to vote on that specifically. We've seen in specific ballot initiatives Americans going to the polls in the states and supporting reproductive rights. But, you know, will that play out the same way when it's not specifically on the ballot? And I think that's where sort of I think the nuance is, right? So it's not on the ballot with Trump and Harris, which is a qualitatively different circumstance than if it's on the ballot. Now, there's a caveat there because we have some states where it is on the ballot, right? And that there's an X factor, a wild card there. And so as such, I think it's going to be much more, again, a motivating issue. And on the margins, and that doesn't mean that there aren't large swaths of Americans there, but on the margins, there are constituencies that think it's very, very important, and they'll vote on that specific issue, right?
Let's take Florida, for example. It is on the ballot in Florida. Florida is not is expected to be a red state, as it always is, vote Republican at the top of the ticket. Do you have any data suggesting that it will alter any of the races in the state?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so we were very uncertain at the beginning of the cycle. I think things have shorn up more. We have a better understanding. Obviously, Florida looks to go Republican when it comes to the presidential race. But the Senate still, like, there's questions. If you get more people out, does that switch a bit? Senate races are always very idiosyncratic. It is on the ballot. So might there be decisions at the end of the day for certain people that would otherwise not vote, go out and vote, let's say. I actually think if you reflect a bit on sort of the voter calculus, people that are going to probably vote for the initiative probably going to vote for Harris. So for there to be a qualitative difference, the issue of abortion would have to pull a different segment away, right? I think it's reasonable to think there's going to be like a split ticket voting there where, you know, basically I'm a Republican, I'm going to vote for Trump, but I'm also going to vote for the initiative. So there's fuzziness. I guess the answer to your long answer to your simple question is that there's fuzziness. I don't think it changes things qualitatively in the end.
Maybe in some states, would you think? Because the states that have these really, really strict bans on abortion, as Texas, where Kamala Harris is unusually campaigning in a very red conservative state, but because they're of what has happened, do you think that those states could actually turn things around in ways we haven't seen as far as those particular states' votes?
No.
There are stricter.
I think a place like Texas is it's pretty certain the way it's going to go. We shouldn't underscore the importance of abortion as a motivating factor. So I think if abortion is to have an effect, a measurable effect, it will be in the key swing states, right? It'll be in those seven swing states. And the issue is, will the Democratic base be able to get more people out because of it? Or might there be some moderate Republicans that could be carved off because of it? I think the former is much more likely than the latter. I think it's much more, it's a game of inches, but it's a game of inches based upon who, you know, which side turns out more. And I think abortion is going to play a role in that way, one way or another.
Well, in those states, you're talking about razor-thin margins, aren't you?
Yes.
So
yes,
it could actually turn the election if the Democrats can actually make it happen.
Without a doubt. And so I've often said, you know, it can help on the margins. I've been criticized for saying that, saying, you know, it's an issue that, you know, deserves much more, you know, much more weight, let's say. But and I don't mean it like that. When I say margins, the margins are really, really important, right? I mean, we're talking about 0.25% here, 0.5% there. I mean, will this election be decided by 200,000 votes or less? You know, there's a good chance that it will. And abortion could be one of those issues if ultimately Harris wins, could be one of those issues that defines the day. So I find it as a very important, sort of very visceral issue that it is a motivator for people to get up and vote.
Cliff, thanks so much for the information and the perspective.
Thank you so much.
That was Clifford Young, president of Polling and Societal Trends at Ipsos.
Motivation, voter motivation, that is the name of the game in an election this tight. How many of your people can you get up off the couch to the polling place to cast a ballot?
Right, and we really don't know from the way the polls are so close, which segment of the population is going to actually come out and could potentially make a difference in this election.
And as Cliff pointed out, you know, this could be a 100 or 200,000 vote election where 20,000 voters in this state and 50,000 voters in this state and 15,000 voters in that state actually make the difference.
In the way elections function in the United States, it's not necessarily by which candidate gets the most overall votes across the country. It's a delegate system, and some of these states really do decide the election. And you and I are going to get into that more in the next week on how our actual election system works and how complicated it really is that people don't really maybe don't understand.
We'll try to explain it to you, but if you're not good at math, you better strap yourself in because it's complicated.
You've been listening to The Issue from the Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone here at VOA, thank you so much for spending this time with us.
You can follow The Issue on X and on Facebook at VOA The Issue. And for news 24 hours a day, visit our website at voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. We'll see you next week.